This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Trish Sweeney, Vice President of TopCore, that designs and develops innovative products that make life easier and more enjoyable. Trish has over 20 years experience in consumer products. She has worked both agency and client side, developing marketing strategies and launching new retail products for a number of Fortune 100 and 500 companies. So maybe there is one listening in on this episode today on Enterprise Radio, and they have an idea for a new product. Trish, what are some of the ways to ensure that it would be a success in the marketplace?
I think the most important thing is to test your product out before you actually introduce it to the market and go outside of your comfort zone, beyond your family and friends, beyond your neighbors, your community, to your target market. Go out and actually ask, would you be willing to pay this amount? Or you go to a store that you would like to see your product in, maybe it's a local boutique, and you say, would you be interested in offering something like this in your store? You're going to get a lot of great information, and people want to help you. They're going to answer your questions, and they're going to give you honest feedback. If you have something in the marketplace that's designed and targeted towards a man, and that person is interested in athletic, it's an athletic item, for example, you want to go to those athletes and get their feedback. And they would love to know an opportunity like that. And that's important. And that's why we researched our product before we launched it. We wanted to make sure that we had it in the right place, at the right time, at the right price.
What are some of the ways an entrepreneur can determine the pricing?
You can actually do what we did, which was a test. We focus group tested our product. It was a completely blind focus group, and we wanted to get reactions from everything that was out on the market and get feedback from consumers on what they would be willing to pay for the products that they saw on the table, as well as what they would be willing to pay for our product, which was one of the products there. And that helped us determine it. You can also do, of course, competitive comparison and what is on the marketplace if you don't have thousands of dollars to do a consumer focus group. You can do interviews, surveys. Those would be something like you would see people approaching you with a clipboard with a group of questions, getting immediate feedback, and that can really help you if you can get permission to go on the properties, for example, of a public area or just get feedback in a park. You can walk up to people and say, if it's a mom's group and you've got a mom's product, do you have a few minutes? I'm conducting a survey and I'd like to get your feedback. What do you think about this? And people are often very willing to help you. They want you to succeed and do well, and they're going to give you honest feedback. Whereas with your family and friends, they might not be as inclined because they don't want to hurt your feelings, for example. You can also do online surveys and online questionnaires to get those kinds of questions answered.
So, Trish, tell us, what is Clippa?
Clippa is an instant handbag hanger that doubles as a bracelet. It actually goes on, not in purses, for fast use, and that eliminates the need to dig around, locate it, pull it out, and install them. In our research, we found that ease of use is the number one requirement for women considering a handbag hanger for their bag. And based on that, it helped us with the product development and the design, and which was critical to bringing it out to the market. So what you do is you put it on a bag strap, and then you hang your bag from a table or counter or bar. And then when you're ready to go, you just pull the strap, and Clippa automatically slides back onto the bag. It can't be left behind or forgotten, unlike some of the other models available. It actually slides right back on, and it's always ready to use. Because it's got a circular profile, it can be used in many more places, like rails and grocery carts, strollers, office cubicle walls, stadiums, even fences. So there's a lot of nice advantages to it compared to traditional hooks that have been on the market for quite some time. And we also come available in 18 finishes to complement a handbag's fittings.
And it's quite an attractive and very, very slick product indeed. Now, today we are joined by Trish Sweeney, Vice President of Topcore, that designs and develops innovative products that make life easier and more enjoyable here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Trish, how did you come up with the product?
I had purchased an old-fashioned style hook. At the time, I didn't realize that it was an old style, but it was in 2006, and I wanted a way to keep my handbag off the floor. But I started noticing that there were limitations to where I could use it. It had ugly black rubber on it, and I noticed that it left white black streak on white tablecloths. It didn't work in a lot of places. It fell to the bottom of my big, heavy bag. I could often get very frustrated looking for it, and it just didn't hold my heavy bag very long. So I did a little research and discovered that the basic design of handbag hangers hasn't changed since the 40s. But purses in the meantime have gotten much bigger and heavier, and women are putting heavy electronics now, cameras, cell phones, and the bags themselves are often made of leather or heavily embellished. So there's a reason that the handbag hangers wobble. They weren't designed to hold today's bags. So my husband took a look at it, and he thought he could come up with something a little bit better, and he's got an engineering background. And he actually did.
So you talked about taking it to the market. How long did that process take until you did and were able to actually bring it to the market and make it a reality?
It took 2 years. We did testing. The product had to go through design phases. We had to do backgrounds to check on patent work that had been done for other products and see what our product would look like and feel like. And we wanted to get something feedback and find out what people liked and didn't like about what was out on the market. And that helped shape the final product right down to the name. And that was very helpful. We wanted to know, and that gives you, when any time you have a new product, that gives you a tremendous advantage because you already know up front what the competitors are going to run into. Are they going to run into pricing issues? Are they going to run into quality issues? And if you have that all done ahead of time, going to be easier for you to make your product stand out from the rest of the marketplace.
Are there any specific things that you do to keep the customers engaged with the brand?
Yes, our first year, we launched July 1st, 2009, we came out with our basic line, which is our five main core products, and we still have those today. But in the second year, we came out with Swarovski Crystal Clippers, which are allow the product to be viewed a little bit differently. They have six crystals on it, and if you want something that has a little bit of bling, that's a great way to add some pop and shine and color to your bag. The third year, which is now, we've been out for 3 years now, we launched our custom crystal picker, and it allows women or men, if they're looking to shop for someone as a gift, to go on and pick something such as a birthstone. And in 2 minutes online, they use our software and actually place the crystals on a virtual clippa, and then we actually ship it and mail it to them. And there's no additional charge for that. We don't charge more for doing that work. And the shipping and handling is very reasonable. It's on all of our products. It's just $375 in the U.S. Most addresses. So we always want to innovate, and that keeps people engaged because they want to know what new colors or styles are coming out. And then we also go through social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So people can go on and see the videos. There's some great videos on YouTube showing how much the product holds. It'll actually hold 45 pounds with a safety factor of 2 in there. So that's quite a bit more than a woman would carry in a handbag. And we actually machine tested it to last for 10 years of daily use. So some of those videos are up on YouTube. You can see a forklift hanging the clippa on YouTube with things like water bottles and bowling balls and all kinds of things going into the bag just to illustrate how well designed and made the product is. It's actually made in the USA. So we're keeping jobs here and reducing our carbon footprint. But people who are looking for a gift or want to buy made in America, engage with the product that way too.
In conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
My best suggestion would be to test it before you bring it to market. Whatever you can do within your budget that's reasonable for you, you may have to step outside of your comfort zone and quiz people or ask for their help, but do get feedback from your potential customers, your group. Approach someone or get a mentor if you need to. Look into some things that you can get in terms of concrete feedback so that you can place the product into the right channel at the right price and ensure the very best success for your product.
She is Trish Sweeney, Vice President of Top Core, that designs and develops innovative products that make life easier and more enjoyable. Trish has over 20 years' experience in consumer products. She has worked both agency and client side, developing marketing strategies and launching new retail products for a number of Fortune 100 and 500 companies. And the website of reference, check it out, www.clipa.com. US. Trish, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.